Chapter 3. Trump is a master wizard. I've always taken the Wizard of Oz very seriously, you know. I believe in the idea of the rainbow, and I've spent my entire life trying to get over it. Judy Garland. In September 2015, Scott Adams, a prolific author and the creator of the Dilbert cartoon series, wrote about Trump. In his blog, Adams discussed his master wizard hypothesis that a handful of living wizards are responsible for engineering changes in our society through their mastery of persuasion. Labeling Trump a master wizard, Adams suggested that Trump is baffling the media because he is playing three-dimensional chess on their two-dimensional chessboard. Sounds about right. In a video interview on Reason TV, Adams elaborated further. What I saw in Trump was someone who is highly trained, and that a lot of the things that the media were reporting as sort of random insults and bluster, and Trump being Trump, looked to me like a lot of deep technique that I recognize from the fields of hypnosis and persuasion. Delving deeper into detail, Adams highlighted Donald's use of insults, or as he refers to them, linguistic kill shots, such as when Trump labeled Jeb, low energy, and Ben Carson, nice. As he points out, these aren't random insults, but on the contrary, ideas have become deeply rooted in the mind. Like an anchor holding a ship firmly at sea, this type of verbal anchor holds too. After discussing Trump's use of evocative words and powerful imagery, Adams concludes, "That's why I've predicted he will probably win the presidency based just on skill." Think about that for a moment. Think about the gravity of that statement. Adams predicted Trump will win solely because of his skill. Sounds about right. Let me just step back for a moment and hit two topics here. One is, why should it surprise us at all that someone would win based on skill? It shouldn't, should it? See, the reason it does, though, is that in business and in the arenas of success, we're so fixated on brute force, working hard. People say it all the time at places like Goldman Sachs. I'm just working hard. I'm doing everything I can. And you ask them, well, what are you doing to work better? How skilled are you getting? How specifically are you training the skills that matter to you winning in this environment? And you get blank stares. Because in school, we're taught that you succeed by brute force, hours of homework a night. We study all these books and sit all these exams, but no one ever teaches us basic skills like memory techniques or speed reading, to the point where many people don't even believe in speed reading. So in the business world, we rarely equate skill with winning. Yet, look to the world of athletics. Nobody looks at Kobe and says, oh man, that guy just works at it harder. Yeah, he does. But he's better. We look at an Olympic athlete. We don't celebrate them by saying, wow, they must really put in a lot of hours. We celebrate them by saying, wow, they're better than their competition. Yet, on the debate stage, because many people have never even seen these skills, they don't know they exist, so they have no way of equating it to being a game of skill. And the second point that I'll hit, and we're going to drop deeper into, is that Adams was absolutely right, yet where I perceive that he was wrong is that Donald wasn't trained in this way. And it's not worth me going into why I know that, but to say that fields of influence and hypnosis and persuasion weren't something that was invented and people were trained to do. They were modeled from people who were already doing it. See, and us humans grow up learning to do lots of things because they work for us. We're incredible learning machines. And so we do something like a kid throws a tantrum, it gets attention, and they learn to do it more and more. A young girl learns that she can manipulate her father, and she does that more and more. And what I perceive is Donald's case is that he's been doing this so long and practicing it and honing it, and certainly he's been building skill, but that he didn't sit down like I had to and train these skills and go deep into the technology and figure out how specifically does it work and how specifically do you train yourself to be a master wizard of influence. All right, let's keep going.